everyone. Welcome to Stutter Talk at episode 646 for June 15, 2018. I am your host, Peter Reitzis in Carrboro, North Carolina, and I have on the line Katie Gore and Courtney Luckman. Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
It's great to have you both on air.
It is great to be here.
Great to be here as well.
So our big topic today is the S word, a crash course in stuttering, and we're going to get all into that. I'll introduce you both quickly. Katie Gore is a speech and language pathologist and is the founder and clinical director of Speech IRL, located in Chicago, Illinois. Speech IRL is a professional services firm providing speech therapy, communication classes, and business communication training. And Courtney Luckman is a speech language pathologist at Speech IRL in Chicago, where she is the lead clinician on stuttering. Courtney has an active role in the National Stuttering Association, chairing the Young Adults Committee, as well as co-leading the City of Chicago chapter. Katie, let's start with you. Where did you get the title, The S Word, A Crash Course in Stuttering?
That is a very fun question. So that was a really hard part of putting this together, was we realized we needed a name. And we had a couple of brainstorming sessions and went back and forth on a whole bunch of things and couldn't really find anything we like. So we used a method. We said, well, let's just write down all the words that we associate with the experience of stuttering and speech therapy and all that sort of thing. And as we went through this exercise, we realized that a ton of the words all started with S. So we had everything from, of course, stuttering, secondaries, struggle, spontaneity, success, stopping, self, stigma, silence, science, strategies. There's a lot, and I won't provide
stutter
all
talk.
That. Stutter talk, exactly.
And getting stuck is a good one too. But please go ahead.
Yes, we could really just go all day with this. That could be the whole episode. And so we sort of took that, and I think there's also a component of for people who are really struggling with stuttering and, wanting to figure out what their relationship with it is, it can kind of feel like this dirty word or this thing that's really just really hard to deal with that you don't always want to think about. And so, when there's words that we don't want to say or things that we don't want to think about that we wish might not be there, we might call it the X word. So the S word. And it sort of just, came out of that brainstorming process. We thought it was a little bit fun and a little bit catchy. And then we created this word bubble that basically has stuttering in it. And then all the words that we associate with stuttering that we feel capture a lot of the positive experiences and, where we hope people get to at the end of something like an intensive therapy experience or a self-help group or something like that, but also captures a lot of the daily struggle that people might go through. So it was a fun little experiment. It does require a little bit of explaining, but I hope it's catchy and punchy more so than just the Chicago Stuttering Intensive.
Well, and I love it because it's a great conversational thing. What does the S word mean? And there's so many interpretations and ideas that one can have. Courtney, why is it important for you to be involved in starting an intensive program, or why start an intensive program?
Yeah, I've actually wanted to start an intensive since I went through one in 2011. And I felt that when I hit rock bottom with my stuttering, going to an intensive really changed the relationship that I had with my speech. And I met people who were going through the exact same thing and who really understood my experience and who became lifelong friends. I learned a lot of skills and I gained a lot of new knowledge that really was the first time that I finally began to see hope.
So Katie, what's the outline of your program and what are the goals for the S Word, a crash course in stuttering?
Yes, great question. Maybe what I'll do is I'll talk about what the goals are, and then I might actually let Courtney answer about what the outline is, because she's really been the one who's been putting that together on a day-to-day structure level.
Perfect.
So very broadly speaking, the goals are very much drawn out of what Courtney just described as her own personal experiences. So we want people, of course, to have the opportunity to meet other people who stutter, be in community, learn about stuttering in general and their own stuttering and some different ways for working with it. One of the really important things to us when we were working on this, and that is very philosophically aligned with how we run our practice and how we do therapy at our practice, is that we're pretty approach agnostic when it comes to stuttering and other communication issues. So we sort of like to throw at people, here's all the possible ways that over the course of time people have, come up with strategies and ideas for living with different speaking differences. And you have to pick the one that makes the most sense for you. So what we really want to do during this program is expose people to a lot of different options that, you know, might be sort of philosophically contradictory to each other, but then provide a guide, a structure and a guidance where people can learn about these different things and put together something that makes sense for them. So in terms of what people are actually doing at the end, we don't know what each person's going to be doing at the end. We anticipate that everyone's going to be doing something differently, but they will have gone through a learning and decision-making process where the process is consistent. And then they come up with this way of living with and interacting with and relating to their speech and their stuttering that's authentic to them.
That sounds a little bit like a Montessori approach to stuttering treatment.
I like that. I've never thought of that analogy. That's really good. Yes.
So, Courtney, what is the outline of the S-Word program? So is it a couple weeks? Is it a couple weekends? What do the days look like?
Mm-hmm. It runs for 2 weeks, and it runs from Monday through Friday, both weeks. The program will run from 10 to 4. So each client will get about 5 hours of therapy per day with a hour for lunch. In terms of what the day-to-day structure looks like, each day has a new theme, but it follows a very similar structure where we will be introducing a topic, discussing that topic, either doing some practice or some role plays in and out of the therapy room, and or doing some fun activities where people might present about a celebrity who stutters, or they might create a awareness and advocacy packet about how to be a ally to a person who stutters. So the structure in terms of what each day looks like will probably be very unique from day to day. We do have a big focus on experiential learning and a lot of homework. So a lot of this is drawn from my experience of the therapy room is just the start of a person who stutters journey with stuttering. And a lot of the real work comes outside of the therapy room. So clients will have the opportunity to create home work assignments for that night. And then we will review those as assignments the next day. In terms of specific things that we're doing. We have a lot of unique things planned. Like, we're going to be focusing on various treatment approaches to stuttering, including mindfulness and meditation, acceptance and commitment therapy. We're going to be focusing on how the voice works. And we do have a clinician who is a certified yoga instructor. So she'll be teaching yoga classes during our intensive. And in terms of age, the program is for adults 18 and older.
Fantastic. Katie, let me offer a soft pushback question, if you will. One of the things I loved about attending the Successful Stuttering Management Program, another intensive program, was that there was a very clear program and manual of this is what you're going to do today. And pretty much everybody had the same goals. So it was comforting to go somewhere where they were telling you, this is what you're going to do. Are you worried that some people who attend might want more direction and less choice, or do you think it's not really like that?
That is a great question. And I would say, if this was all being done by me, I would, but Courtney is doing this. And so it's actually going to be extremely structured. We were prepping for this last night and she said, well, I'm running this, so it's going to be structured. And that is a wonderful thing about working with her, especially developing something like this. So piggybacking off what she was saying, each day is very directed. So there is a very clear plan. This is the material and content we're going to cover today. These are the experiential exercises we're going to do, and this is the purpose of them. So very much like you just described, but our philosophical approach is that from a big picture standpoint, by the end of the program, people may choose to only carry certain things that they experienced with them. So we're very open to the fact that, okay, on this day, we're going to be learning a lot about breath and voice and resonance. And for some people, that might be really, really compelling, and that might be something that they choose to carry with them in their speech journey. And for other people, they might find it interesting to learn about, but it doesn't really speak to what they need when it comes to relating to their stuttering in the long term. And that's exactly what we want. So we want people to get a large view of things, but we don't expect that the goal is that, you know, we're building incrementally necessarily every day and that everyone's going to be using the same skills to the same degree by the end. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Oh, no, it really does. So it sounds like you have a highly structured program that also allows for a lot of individualization, if I'm saying that right.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
This is Stutter Talk. I'm Peter Reitzes here with Katie Gore and Courtney Luckman, both speech-language pathologists at Speech IRL in Chicago, Illinois, and we are talking about their new intensive program, the S-Word, a Crash Course in Stuttering. Here's a question that you both might want to answer, so we'll start with you, Courtney. What kind of stutterer is your program for? And what I mean is that, you know, broadly speaking, we have people who stutter who, if they want to work on their speech, they might want to work more on something called fluency. And then we have other people who stutter. If they want to work on their speech, they might want to focus more on acceptance, but moving forward through stuttering is also important to them. Do you envision your crash course, your intensive, being for a certain kind of person who stutters or for most people who stutter?
I think we really do have something for everyone. I think the model that we chose, this very open, let's provide a lot of different treatment approaches, I think, lends itself well to a wide variety of people, you know, from the newbie to the stuttering community and to therapy who really doesn't know a whole lot, to someone that, you know, maybe has gone to a couple of conferences or has gone to therapy before. I think what we want is a mixed group so that people can have the opportunity to bounce ideas off of each other. And having people who are, you know, maybe more directed towards fluency shaping or a group of people who are just really passionate about acceptance, I think that can be kind of dangerous because you're not having a very diverse range of opinion. So it really is for all people. And we are really proud of that.
Do you want to add anything to that, Katie?
I was trying to think if there's anything I would add, but I think Courtney summed it up pretty well. So yeah, I would just echo everything that she just said.
So I can't imagine putting together, I mean, I don't want this to sound like a brag, but I think I know a lot about stuttering and a lot about treatment, but I can't imagine having to take on this task of putting an intensive together. I don't even know if I can ask y'all to answer this briefly, but let's start with you, Katie. How do you put something like this together?
Well, I will give a short answer. Courtney has really spearheaded this and she is really the champion on it. So I, from that big question of how do you really sit down and put this together from the big picture idea to the day to day, there's a lot of different parts. So Courtney has really built this from scratch. We had a lot of meetings philosophically about what we think would be in an intensive, how do you structure the day? How do you blend teaching with discussion, with activities? What do you include? What do you not include? So from my standpoint, she has really been the creative driver behind this. And my role has really just been to make sure our practice can support it. So there are logistical questions to think about when you're running an intensive at a practice, like all of the other clients who typically come during that time. Are they going to have therapy? Are we going to be running therapy sessions and questions of staffing and that sort of thing, making sure there's space, all those kinds of things. But I'll actually pop this question back over to Courtney and let her talk more at length about her thought process and what we did together. And then if there's more that comes up, I'll chime back in.
And I'll just say quickly, it sounds like the way to put together an intensive is to hire Courtney.
but, I would highly recommend yeah. that. However, you're not allowed.
Okay. I know it's a huge question, but just tell us just a few of the things of how you go about putting this together.
Okay. I will try to make this as brief as possible. This is something that I've been thinking about for a long time. So it's not like, you know, I just happened to start this job and then I started to put together an intensive. You know, I've been thinking about starting and developing an intensive for about 7 years. And really what I wanted and what the vision for what it is, how it came to be was really inspired by both my personal and professional experience with stuttering. Personally, you know, as a person who stutters and someone who has met hundreds of people who stutter, I really wanted to know what sticks. So a lot of people, you know, have been through therapy for years. They've been through maybe multiple intensive programs. And there usually is one or two things that they use. And, you know, there's a lot of fluff. Intensive programs can be really, really intense. That's why they're called that. And you learn a lot in a short period of time. So I wanted to balance, yes, how do we give as much as we can, but how do we really hone in on the skills that we want to focus on, which is why each day has a focus compared to other intensives where you might be spending like an hour or two on one skill and then, you know, the afternoon on a different skill. Also, I was a psychology and cognitive science major in college, and I've always been fascinated with the themes of courage, vulnerability, shame, and guilt, and how these tie into stuttering. And the other experience that I drew from was my professional experience in graduate school studying under Nan Ratner and Vivian Siskin. I learned a ton from them, and I learned a lot about avoidance reduction therapy and a lot about how research on stuttering, how we can bridge the gap between research and practice. So I think kind of drawing on all of those things helped me think about what I wanted to put in here and how I wanted to lay it out.
Well, it's very impressive. You all are very organized. So, Katie, one big question about any type of speech therapy for stuttering is follow-up. So there's going to be these 2 weeks of intensive treatment. Then what happens next?
That is a great question. I think we definitely are wanting to have and recognize the importance of having a robust follow-up component. And some of that, I think, is still in the works. You know, this is happening in August, and we have been putting the big and then the medium and then the medium small pieces in place, but still getting some of the final kinks worked out. So we do have, you know, follow-up calls with a clinician or the clinicians involved already planned as a part. I'm always interested in ways to connect people to create community outside of the typical methods that we're already using. So something that I have been playing around with in my head, and this is something I think we're working on, you know, as August draws near, is creating something like a Slack channel, a special Slack community for people who participate in the program to keep that dialogue going throughout the year. That's another really important philosophical component for us when we created this was, of course, the content is really important, and that's what draws people in. And we are very proud of the clinicians we have who are going to each provide their own diverse expertise. But so much of the value of intensive experiences just comes from being with other people who stutter. So yeah, you're going to learn some cool stuff. Hopefully the clinicians will teach you a thing or two. But so much of the support and empowerment comes from the people that you take the journey with. So, you know, having the support of your clinician is important for follow-up, but I would say the most important thing to me would be facilitating continued connection amongst the people who actually attend the program. And so whether that's through something that we officially facilitate, like clinician follow-up phone calls, or just creating platforms and providing means for people to keep that going, in whatever way technology allows us to do, is my vision, I would say.
And you used a term there, Slack channel. I'm not sure what that is.
So Slack is a communication app. A lot of businesses use it for quick internal communication. We use it at Speech IRL. It's sort of a combination of like Twitter and chat rooms. But basically, it's kind of similar to how think of the types of conversations that you might have in a Facebook group, but it's a standalone app that you can have on your phone or on your computer, and you can add people to specific channels. And it's a great way so you can just have it on your computer and, you know, toss a comment in if you're feeling a certain way or have a question for other people. There's a whole thing about Slack. So I would say if you want to learn more about it, just, you know, Google Slack and see what it can do. It's a little difficult to describe on the fly. I guess the bigger idea is that there's a lot of technology platforms we have for communicating. And so really taking advantage of those to, you know, foster community.
See, I'm so old that when I was younger, the word Slack or Slacker was, I mean, it was kind of a hipster term, but it kind of meant somebody who didn't do much. So this sounds like the opposite of that. It's someone who does a whole lot. So that's really cool. I want to give out the website for those who want to check out your intensive. Probably the easiest way is to go to speechirl.com, speechirl.com, and follow it to the intensive program. So Stutter Talk does not endorse programs, but we're giving out the website because this is a new program that we wanted to talk about so folks can check it out and decide for themselves. Courtney, for someone who's listening, like a parent perhaps, or a person who stutters, and they hear that you're communicating very well with a stutter, and they might ask themselves, well, why should I get speech therapy from a person who stutters? Can they do the job if they're still stuttering? I don't know if you've ever gotten that before, but it is something that I've come across. What do you think, or how do you respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, I get that. You know, I actually don't get that too often, but I've gotten that enough that it has been something I have thought a lot about. You know, I am probably stuttering quite a bit on here. This is a very, very fearful experience for me. So this is probably not the most representative of my speech, but you know, that I think that's something to keep in mind, right? That sometimes people stutter a lot and sometimes they don't stutter that much. And that doesn't mean that you can't do the job on the days that you are stuttering a lot. My job, I talk a lot. I'm actually head of consultation. So I have anywhere from, you know, 3 to 6 consultations per week that I lead. And so I'm constantly meeting new people. I'm constantly introducing myself to people. I'm constantly talking about what services we offer. And so I really, you know, I could go on about this for a long time, but I really do believe that it's not how you say it. It really is what you say. And there are certainly people who stutter who are not strong communicators, and there are people who don't stutter who are not strong communicators. I think fluency is one aspect of communication, but there is a lot that goes into it. And something that I've learned about myself in this role is that half of communication is really being able to listen and respond well to people. And that listening part is really, really important. And I've met so many people who stutter who are just amazing listeners and can really empathize with people. So yeah, I think fluency is, it's sometimes it isn't the goal, but often, you know, you gain more fluency by gaining more acceptance. And we hope that clients who come to this intensive, that they gain really strong communication skills. And if fluency is a part of that, then great. And if fluency is not, that's fine too.
And I imagine that the people who stutter, who you work with, when they see you being a leader and someone who seeks out speaking opportunities and a speaking profession, they're rather impressed by that. I mean, I would think so.
Yeah. I mean, I certainly hope so. I mean, you know, the career that I chose is certainly challenging. It's certainly challenging being a person who stutters, who is working with people who stutter, because not everyone, you know, sees, not everyone, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is there are some people who come in who are definitely surprised that I stutter. But I think, I would say most of my clients really just don't really care. It's just how I talk, and they're more interested in themselves and, you know, what they're going to get from therapy, and don't really care how I talk.
Awesome. So, Katie, I want to pinpoint something here. So for those who are not familiar with an intensive, it's folks should really come prepared to work, right? I mean, these are full days. You said homework, so I imagine they're going to be doing at least an hour or two of work afterwards, if not more. So do you want to say anything about the hard work aspect of this?
Yeah, I think that's a certainly a great thing to be aware of. This is definitely not a passive classroom learning environment. I mean, I don't think there's any intensive out there that is. Intensives are called intensives for a reason. It's intense for the clinicians. And I know we're all, as we're preparing for this and planning for this, I think mentally we're all steeling ourselves for, whew, you know, these are going to be really intense, heavy days. But even more so for the people who are actually going through the program. So there's certainly a physical exhaustion component of you're going to be doing a lot of talking, you're going to be doing a lot of, you know, focusing on something for a prolonged period of time, just as a learning experience. But then there's also the component of sort of, you know, psychologically challenging yourself and very much getting outside your comfort zone and facing fears. And we're going to be asking people to do things and, you know, putting them in situations that most of us wouldn't do if, you know, someone wasn't making us do this or encouraging or suggesting that we do this. So in addition to a lot of learning and the intensity that comes with intense prolonged learning, there's going to be a lot of stretching involved. And then you kind of, you know, have to relax during the day. So yeah, it's definitely something you need to come in with an open mind, and that open mind is going to be challenged throughout the course of the 2 weeks. So if you're up for that, we're very excited.
Another great S word there, the stretching of comfort zones. That's really great. I'm going to ask you each the same last question. Courtney, is there anything about your new intensive program that you haven't said you'd like to share now? Or is there anything that you'd like to reiterate?
Actually, I don't think so. I really think I said everything that I wanted to say. So I'm going to say no.
All right, Katie?
I think for me, one thing I would just say that I always like to acknowledge when we have something like this going on is that this is new. This is the first time that we are doing an intensive program. We've done other various types of group programs. I have, I guess, over the couple of years since starting the practice, developed a little bit of an entrepreneurial streak. So I like creating new things and giving other people the opportunity to create new things, but we never know exactly how it's going to go. So we're really excited about that and thrilled by it because there's so much opportunity and there's so much room for creativity, but there's also probably going to be some kinks and some hiccups. And, you know, there's definitely things that we've already reworked as we're moving towards this. So, you know, as much as we're asking participants to come with an open mind and stretch themselves in terms of how they relate to their own speech, this is definitely an out of the comfort zone thing for us as well. And so just as a practice, I think we're going to be benefiting a lot from the type of stuff that we're teaching and providing in the program. But again, you know, we hope that there are folks out there who this sounds interesting to and who are willing to take that risk with us, because, you know, we're planning lots of risks throughout the program. But that's the last thing I would add, I guess.
And you know, there's something comforting about attending a program or attending a therapist who's been doing it for 30 years. And there's something exciting about how excited you two are to start something new. So, it's, you know, your energy is very much appreciated about this. So I wish you both luck. You've been listening to Stutter Talk. I'm Peter Reitzis. My guests today are Katie Gore and Courtney Luckman. Ms. Gore is the founder and clinical director of Speech IRL, and Courtney Luckman is a person who stutters and a speech language pathologist at Speech IRL in Chicago. Illinois. To find out more about the S-Word course in stuttering, you can go to speechirl.com, speechirl.com. Katie and Courtney, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you for having us.